become very fashionable lately to go meatless. Movie stars, rock stars, even the bartender at the corner saloon have turned to the vegan and vegetarian lifestyle in order to stay thin, have more energy, and be more socially conscious. But what are the differences between being a serious vegan and a vegetarian? Are there dining choices for both of them in Kansas City? On today's edition of Central Standard Friday, we'll try to uproot the answers and plant some fresh and interesting ideas in your head about dining the vegan and vegetarian way, even in a steakhouse. We especially want to hear from you about your choices for going meatless when you're out to eat. But first, the news. And welcome to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza. I'm joined by a fabulous panel today, and in fact, it's the reunion of the original panel.
Yes.
4 years, and just so you know, in spirit of today's show, we are all sitting here eating carrots.
chomp chomp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On today's show, we're going to talk about meatless cuisine. It's an issue we've. Well, I guess I shouldn't call it an issue, but it's a topic we've discussed before. But we're going to kind of focus on the differences between a vegan and a vegetarian in the second half of the show. Some people don't think there is a difference, but there is quite
there are,
a difference.
Yeah, there are.
And we want to know where you like to go for your meatless meals, whether you are a vegan, a vegetarian, a pescatarian, a planetarium. We do want to know all of
great.
Those things. But in the beginning of the show, we always start out by talking about what's new in Kansas City. And we do want to know where you like to go. Maybe you found a new restaurant you want to talk about. We want to hear from you at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. And you could also send us a tweet at KCURCST. I hope I got that right. And I want to introduce, have our panelists introduce themselves, starting with Gloria Gale.
Aquarian.
Yes, 435 Magazine.
Very good.
Mary Block with Around the Block at AroundTheBlockKC.com. And I write for the, I do the restaurant guide for Kansas City Star.
And I am Chris Basica, and I am writing for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
Very good. A couple of you have been to the new restaurant in the West Bottoms, Voltaire. Mary and I have talked about that on the show before, but we want to hear the perceptions of Christine Basica and Gloria Gale. And Gloria, why don't you start out?
I took a friend and went last night. And it was not crowded when I walked in, but by the time I left, it was.
What time did you walk in?
I walked in at 6:35. Okay. And good time to go. Got our picket table, sat down. It was beautiful. It's just like the R Bar, only there's no R. And parked right in front. Beautiful place. Parking's easy. It's right across from the Golden Ox. Down in the Bottoms, and it was quiet, beautiful. And I launched in with chicken wings, the Vietnamese chicken wings.
Those are
really good.
Yep.
And they're meaty, mm-hmm. and the chicken was healthy. It was big. And then I also had the heirloom tomato. Did you have that, Chris? With
yes,
the grilled watermelon?
Yes, we did. I like that one a lot.
Heirloom tomatoes and grilled watermelon?
Well, uh-huh.
Is that a salad?
It was salad-y.
It's salad-y, and then they have, they didn't have the burrata, but they had some form of mozzarella last night. And then it has some sort of ground pistachio dressing, and it was a nice complement to the chicken wings. And then we had the risotto, which is beautiful. It's tinctured with beets, so it's quite lovely.
And so is it pink?
It is flaming.
Flaming pink.
Flaming.
Yeah, it is.
It is pink. And it's beautiful. And it has goat cheese and walnuts. And it was delicious. And that's $12 for a healthy portion, don't you think?
Yeah.
And then we had, I think at your recommendation, Charles, the diver scallops, which were caramelized in this
delicious.
Wonderful, I don't know what, but it was wonderful. So I'd give it a thumbs up. What about you?
Absolutely. We went there last Saturday, and there were 9 of us. And so we ordered.
Did you make a reservation?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
I wasn't sure if they took them. But they do.
Well, they do. Mm-hmm. And we had been first, we went to, I'll tell you that later. But at Voltaire, we had one of everything. We had two of a couple of things. And then we had 3 of the chicken wings and the braised chicken and the scallop. So, and I'm glad to say I have no idea what the bill was. But
who was paying? Not you, obviously.
Well, my husband and another person were paying, and so he didn't complain. So, I guess it was fine. These are small plates, and but they're good size for small plates, and so it's a very very fun very. And the night we were there was the owner's birthday, so we also got a piece of lemon cake, which
very,
was delicious.
Very good.
Oh, we had the cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
Those
cookies
that
you had talked about, those cookies, Charles.
Whoa. Yeah, they were fantastic.
And they're tiny, so you don't feel too guilty.
Yeah.
And that, why don't you give the address again, Chris, for Voltaire?
It is at 1617 Genesee.
1617 Genesee, and it is catty corner from the legendary Golden Ox, a place where you cannot get a true vegetarian meal.
That's right.
No.
But
is that true? Not one?
Well, I mean, French fries, baked potato.
Right. I also want to tell you that this, starting tomorrow, it's a week-long Bluebell Ice Cream Festival, National Ice Cream Month. So you can get free ice cream all week.
Where?
And, well, there's a whole bunch of venues. You have to look for the trailer, and they're all outlined on the Bluebell website. And you can, like, they start tomorrow at the Ag Hall of Fame, and they go all through the week at Jasper's, at the bowling alley, in Renner, on Renner in Shawnee.
No, this is Bluebell.
Bluebell.
Not to be confused with Blue Bunny.
Bluebell.
Bluebell.
Yeah, and Union Station, at the Royals game, at Swill Park. So it runs all through the week, and you can get free ice cream. When,
all through this week or next
mm-hmm.
week?
Okay. From Saturday through next Saturday. And it ends at Swill Park's annual party in the park.
That's very good. That's Bluebell Ice Cream. I guess you can find them at
bluebell.com
or something.
Right.
I want to remind you that this weekend is also Bastille Day weekend.
Yes.
And several of the French restaurants in Kansas City are celebrating in their own inimitable fashion. I know Le Fou Frog, and forgive me, I do not have the address there. I think it's 400...
Fifth or something?
It's West Fifth Street,
yeah. Yeah.
I could be, Matthew will find out for us. But they always do a very elaborate thing on Bastille Day, which this week is Sunday. But I think there's festivities tonight and tomorrow and Sunday.
Wow.
And I know that at one point, I think it's Sunday, they're going to have at least one of their chefs and some of their featured employees doing songs from Les Mis.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
So, yes. Le Fou Frog is 400 East 5th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Aixois in Brookside is also, just the Brookside one, not the downtown one, is having some festivities on Sunday only starting at 4 o'clock. And we will get that address for you. And what am I leaving out?
Westport Cafe.
Westport Cafe.
Maybe Cafe Provence. In the village.
I think Café Provence in Prairie Village is doing something. So you can go to either the Star website or the Pitch website at pitch.com. We both have things up about Bastille Day festivities. You know, they can get wild, too.
I've heard.
Especially at Le Fou Frog. It is W-I-L-D. So we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. We want to know what new restaurants you have been to and are especially fond of, or maybe restaurants you're not especially fond of, at 816-235-2888. Aixois, by the way, in Brookside is 251 East 55th Street. That's 251 East 55th Street for Aixois. And those festivities start at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Now, weren't you there, Chris, when they stormed the Bastille?
No, my mother was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Judy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in the 1700s. Yeah.
She's aged beautifully.
She has, hasn't she?
Yeah, she really has. Any other new place? Well, I should say that I've been to a new Thai restaurant in Gloria's neck of the woods. It is called Pad Thai. It's where the Tasty Thai used to be at 143rd and Metcalf. I will come up with the exact address in a minute here. But Pad Thai is a little tiny restaurant. It's really not any bigger than this studio. But they have, Chris, you'll be glad to know, they have a full bar.
Oh, I am glad.
And I think they even have some kind of Thai martini.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that. And
so is it only Thai or is it Pan-Asian? Or?
I would say that it's predominantly Thai. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got all the greatest hits from the Thai menu. You know, and the signature dish, the namesake dish, Pad Thai, is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Charles, good. The address is 14319 Metcalf.
14319
mm-hmm. Metcalf.
It's way out there.
Way out there.
Yes. I also ate at, and this is not a new restaurant, but I hadn't been there for a while, Frida's.
Oh, I love Frida's
I
still.
Do too.
Yeah.
Is that 123rd in Metcalf?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, the owner, Ivan Marquez, has been telling me for years that he was going to open the patio. The patio was never open or finished, but he swears that the patio will be open in a couple weeks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, sorry, are you ready to start taking calls?
Yeah, no. But one more place I wanted to tell you about. Excuse me. I did go to Thomas.
I just went there, too.
Chris.
I know.
We're on the same wavelength.
We've been following each other. We went there for dinner a couple weeks ago.
Say, what was the address of Thomas?
You know, I have the menu.
39th Street.
It's 39th Street.
Well, it's at the corner, almost.
Almost, between the Bronx and...
Jimmy's Jigger.
Jimmy's Jigger.
Right. Yeah, Cafe Allegro used to be. Yes. Yeah, rest in peace.
Or Blue Koi.
Yes. Well, Thomas, I think, delivers consistently good food. I think it's really a nice little restaurant.
Yeah,
it's very homey,
cozy,
and I really like it.
Is it expensive?
Well, it's not. It is not cheap, but the entrees run from actually, they've got a burgundy beef tip salad for $14, but they're typically around 20, up to 20. Their chicken, they're very well known for their chicken,
Why?
Which is very good. It's just really good. It's a baked chicken dish, and it's very good.
And I think they have a rooftop.
They do.
They do,
don't they?
Yep. Yes.
That's kind of neat.
Well, in this weather, I don't go to rooftops or patios.
You're looking over KU.
Mary, you wanted to add something.
Oh, I was going to tell you where I'd been this week.
Please.
I was at the Red Door Grill. I think the rest of you have been, but I had not been yet.
And that's the restaurant where the chef from the American Debbie Gold is one of the co-owners, I believe.
Where Patio Quigley was at 11851 Row. I have been for lunch. I haven't been back yet for dinner, and I understand they have entrees at dinner that they don't have at lunch. I had a fabulous hamburger with blue cheese and the fried onion rings. It was really good. Somebody else had the tacos, which were just okay. The flatbread was very good, but I think at lunchtime the hamburgers might be the way to go. I have not tried the salad, surprisingly. But
now, Mary, I want to ask you a very serious question. Do you consider fried onion rings a vegetarian dish?
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted that clarified right away.
I can't believe you would ask me that. Now, you were talking about patios also. I do love to go outside when it's nice. Like today, it will be a nice day. Graham and Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
Is a great patio. I was there during that great stretch of weather and had that salad with tuna. If you don't eat meat, but you eat fish, that's a great salad.
If you are a pescatarian.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's at 600 Ward Parkway.
Let's go to Kelsey. Kelsey in Kansas City, Missouri. Kelsey, are you with us?
No.
Oh, I think we lost Kelsey. She waited so patiently, but she didn't think Mary was ever going to stop talking. let's go to Ashley. Ashley in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. Where have you been that we want to know about?
Well, I'm not sure that it's actually a new place, but it's new to us. We live in Roland Park, and we love ice cream, so we always look for, a local place. And we found a place called Dips and Sips on Mission on Johnson Drive.
I believe the address is 5736 Johnson Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never, I've seen it, I think. but I've never been there. Is it worth going to? I mean, is it interesting?
Oh, my gosh, it's awesome. It's like an old-fashioned kind of ice cream shop feel, but they have this cool machine where you can get soft serve, but it loops like a ribbon of... They have, right now they've got butterscotch and caramel and chocolate fudge. It's awesome. It's so good. And then they have homemade pies and cakes.
Hmm. Wait a minute. I need to know about this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dips
and sips. We've been twice
sips.
In the last week. I just went last night, in fact.
I know a couple of bars in town that could be called Dips and Sips. But Dips and Sips, it's at 5736 Johnson Drive. And what is your favorite thing to get there, Ashley?
I love the fudge swirl soft serve, but they also serve Bluebell ice cream. That's what made me think of calling
it.
I was talking about
cool.
Bluebell.
Good idea.
And they have Bluebell regular ice cream. Also, one thing to note about it, I know that there's like a Baskin-Robbins right there, not to say anything bad about Baskin-Robbins.
But...
However, there is probably a major price difference, I would imagine, because my mom and I went there last night and went to Dips and Sips. We've got, we both got soft serve swirls in waffle cones and a red velvet cupcake, and I think our bill was like $6.
Way. You know, it's funny you should say that, because the last time I went to Baskin-Robbins, I can't remember which one it was, but I wanted a chocolate milkshake. I had to mortgage my house to get it.
it's
not that bad, really. But
well, and like cupcakes, I mean, this is a really good cupcake. It's got the thick frosting that's like melts in your mouth.
Is this a mom and pop?
Yeah, is this a mom and pop operation?
It is, absolutely. The lady that owns it was there both times that we've been in, and she's super sweet. She talks to everybody.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we're all going to make a foray to Dips and Sips on Johnson Drive. I think we have had the return of Kelsey.
Okay.
Kelsey, are you back with us?
Hi, sorry about that.
Well, you know, we all have to put our phone on mute at some point. What do you want to tell us about?
I just wanted to tell you guys about food. It's called FUD with Umlaut, so it looks like it has a little happy face in the middle. It's on 17th and Summit.
Uh-huh.
It's a totally vegan restaurant. Tons of this stuff is local. It's all organic. And they have an amazing raw pizza. And they actually have soft serve ice cream there as well, which is made from cashews.
Right. We should say it's probably one of the best non-dairy ice creams I've ever tasted. Although I should say also that if you are having issues with lactose, which a lot of people like me have, another great non-dairy ice cream is at Frida's, because it's made from corn milk, you know, where they get the... I guess it would be called the juice of the corn. Juice of the corn.
Right.
And it is a delicious, light, wonderful ice cream. Kelsey, what else do you like to get at food?
Oh, gosh. Well, they use a lot of jackfruit. And I actually used to work there, and people would come in and say, I cannot believe this is not meat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and jackfruit's, you know, super healthy, and people were just amazed. I think it's the only restaurant in Kansas City that uses jackfruit, you know, as a meat substitute. So you got to check it out.
And Kelsey, are you a vegetarian?
I am a vegan, a long-time vegan, proud of it. So
right.
I tell people all the time to go vegan.
And did you start out as a vegetarian and then were inducted into veganism?
Veganism.
I did. I had a little life-changing experience when I was 18, and I just said, I have to go vegan. This is what I have to do, you know, and I feel, you know, just much better about living in the world as a vegan, so...
Great. Hey, thank you, Kelsey. We are taking your calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And, you know, I was never a vegan, but I was for a year and a half, and I've talked about this before, a macrobiotic vegetarian, which is one of the most rigid vegetarian diets you could be on. I was, of course, considerably thinner then than I am now. And I did feel a lot healthier, but finally, it is truly... And someone's going to chide me for this, but it is one of the most boring diets ever. And I had already moved to Kansas City, and there was a macrobiotic restaurant then in Kansas City. We don't have one now, called Amber Waves, if you remember that, on Main Street. But one day I had an epiphany, and the epiphany was I wanted a White Castle cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And I've never looked back. Anyway, 816-235-2888. You can send us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org. Or up to date. Not up to date. Or a tweet at KCORCST.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we've already launched into this theme.
I want to talk about one place new.
What?
Well, it's not new, but it's very old, but it has a new deal going.
What restaurant is this?
That is the Roselle Court at the
Is it not new, it's almost ancient.
Yeah. I know. Well, I've always enjoyed going to Roselle Court, and I have not minded going through the line particularly, and you could buy wine and sit after you'd been to something, and it was just a lovely, lovely experience.
Now, I'm interested to hear about this because, you know, Roselle Court outsources its food now.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And I didn't know if that made the food better or worse.
Well, let me just tell you that, let's see, how to say this.
Is there more variety?
Not so much. In fact, you have less choice, and the dinners are $22 and $24.
What would be a typical dinner at Roselle Court? They only serve dinner one night a week, right? Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think they are serving more often, which is a really good thing. But they had gazpacho and arugula salad and a beet dish for appetizers, and then three things on the main course, and then three things on the dessert. Unfortunately, I guess I would say, is that after the service of trying to get a glass of wine and our salads, we decided which...
It looks like you're talking...
I have a whole menu. Yes.
On Friday nights when they do serve dinner at the Nelson Museum, Nelson Atkins Museum, is it menu service?
It's menu service. You sit down. They seat you slowly. And then you sit down, and then you wait for a waiter or waitress slowly. Mm-hmm. And then the waiter...
You're really enticing me to want to go.
I know. And then this place, and this was so funny. I got the citrus-cured salmon, which I... You know, there are a few things I can't eat, but I didn't eat it. And Bill ordered the arugula salad, and the waitress brought him a big bowl of something red. And Bill looked at it and said... is this the arugula salad? And she looked down. She said, yes, it is. Which was just, you know, classic denial. But then she went back, and she was very nice. But I kind of have a rule. If the appetizers really aren't great, why not cut your losses then? And we did, and went to Brio. But
So you didn't have the entrees?
No.
Oh, okay.
And because it was going to end up being an expensive meal, and... So far, it did not look promising. So I hope they kind of get, and I know they haven't been doing it that long, so I hope they, you know, kind of get up to snuff here.
I'd like to do a future show, if Matthew's listening, a future show on how appetizers really do set the tone for a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me because, you know, I come from a time and place where restaurants were still serving as an appetizer a glass of tomato juice.
Yes.
Or V8.
Or just some shrimp.
Or a shrimp cocktail or a grapefruit half. I mean, it was a very simpler time. I'm talking about the 1800s, of course.
After the Bastille.
But, when I was a kid growing up, I do not remember, and of course my parents weren't big on ordering appetizers anyway, especially with, you know, three horrible kids.
Yeah.
But I don't remember on menus the fried appetizers that they have now. I mean, it's hard to find a starter list that isn't all fried food.
When I was in college, that's, I think, when it really started. Because we'd go out and have drinks and have, you know, fried mushrooms and zucchini sticks. Uh-huh. And had all that.
I think you can thank former Kansas City-based Gilbert Robinson for that. But I think they made those fried mushrooms and all those fried vegetables, speaking of vegetarian, so delicious. Do we have time for a phone call? Okay. Andre, are you with us?
I sure am.
What do you want to tell us about Andre?
A couple weekends ago, my partner and I went out to a tiny little town outside of Columbia, Missouri, called Arrow Rock, population 59. And we went there to see a production at the old Lyceum Theater, which has been there for about 50 years. And afterwards, we went to a little restaurant called Catalpa, which is in a tiny home next to a tiny church. And they only had 10 tables, one waiter, including a chef's table in the kitchen. And we had what is quite possibly the best meal we've ever had in Missouri.
What is the name of this restaurant?
Catalpa.
Catalpa. Okay. C-A-T-A-L-P-A.
Like the tree. Okay. And I've been to Arrow Rock myself, and I don't remember it being filled with restaurants at all. I mean, is this
no? Like the... There's only a handful of restaurants there, and this is one of them. And I was quite skeptical because there's really not a whole lot there. I mean, it's a beautiful area, and it's got a beautiful nature preserve there. But and we pulled up in front of this very tiny little home with a red brick, and I was thoroughly blown away.
Well, Andrew, that's great. I'm always impressed when someone tells me they've had the best meal they've ever had in their life.
Yeah.
And because you sound so young. There are more best meals ahead of you, I promise you that. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, a short break, and when we return, we'll talk about the tastiest vegan and vegetarian meals in Kansas City. And welcome back to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruza, and by the way, I should mention that I write for The Pitch. And you could read anything I write at by picking up a copy of The Pitch or going to pitch.com. And we've combined our blogs, so the food blog is now part of the Fast Pitch blog scene. I am joined by my fellow food critics, Chris Basica from, what is the magazine you were with?
Restaurant now? Guide of Kansas City.
Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, which also has an online presence.
Yes, they do, a big one.
Mary Block, she's online.
I am, at Around the Block.
And Gloria Gale. Today we are exploring the best vegan and vegetarian food in Kansas City. We will explain the difference between vegan and vegetarian in a minute, but we want to know, where is your favorite place with a meatless menu? Join us by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you could tweet us at KCURCST. Chris, we're going to take this quick phone call first. Sharon, thank you for waiting so patiently.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about Sharon?
Well, I just discovered a new little restaurant called Coco's.
Well, it's not so new.
But we're glad you discovered it.
No, I don't. It was new to me.
Yeah.
They are just coming out with a vegetarian menu, I understand, but I'm a vegetarian with no added fat, no added salt. So I'm kind of triply challenged when I eat out, but they will prepare whatever you want. And I had soft shell tacos with a combination of vegetables, which I chose, and some wonderful black beans, which is kind of a black bean soup. But they also, I think as of this weekend, are going to have a menu that has a whole vegetarian section, and they told me that at any time they'll fix whatever anybody wants.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Sharon, it sounds like your diet is, because you're a vegetarian and no added fat and no added salt, is sort of rigid. Is it hard for you to go out to eat?
It's challenging, but I eat out, I would say 50% of the time. And I found that most places just kind of work with me, and that I can eat almost any place. Not always exactly what I would like, but
I guess
Asian restaurant.
McDonald's would be out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, unless I'm desperate and just have a bun with some lettuce and tomatoes, But most restaurants that prepare fresh food are very adaptable. I ate a lot of like Tim Lin's and Asian restaurants that also have tofu, so I can get some protein.
Great.
But, so I was really glad to discover Coco's because they have black beans, which are high in protein, and give me a little bit of a switch from tofu.
Now, we'll give the address for Poco's.
Which is 3063 Southwest Boulevard.
Thank you, Mary.
I go a lot, so I know it. And that is a great place for you to go because they are so accommodating there.
And that's Poco's. And why don't we give the address one more time?
3063 Southwest Boulevard.
So, Christine.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, what is the major differences between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Well, thank you for asking. And honestly, I think that this is good information. I think vegetarians, they know who they are. But sometimes if someone is coming to your house for dinner or something and says, well, I'm a vegan, you know, before I rescind the invitation, I think it's helpful for the rest of us. Vegetarians, that's the simplest one. They don't eat any kind of living animal. Okay? Period.
But some vegetarians will eat dairy, right?
Yes, that's a lacto-vegetarian. And he eats no milk, no meat or eggs, but does eat dairy products. So they will eat some ice cream, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, sour cream, etc. Okay,
but that's no really, omelets.
No omelets?
Yeah.
Yes, that would be true, unless you want just a yogurt and cottage cheese omelet.
Which sounds really good.
A little wet water.
Vegans do not eat or wear anything. And I always like to ask vegans who are wearing leather shoes about this. But nonetheless, vegans do not eat or wear anything that comes from animals. So they don't eat eggs, dairy products, meat, shellfish, fish, anything with gelatin in the ingredients. They don't even eat honey.
Mm. Oh, how interesting.
So, because it comes from bees. Mm-hmm. There is also something called a polo vegetarian, which eats occasional chicken. A pescatarian, like vegetarians and vegans, doesn't eat any type of animal meat or flesh, but they do eat fish and shellfish.
Will they eat honey?
You know, it's not in my list, sweetie okay. pie. Mm-hmm. So, but they consider all living animals to be
off limits.
Yeah, except for fish for a pescatarian. Yeah. Then we can go to lacto-ovo-vegetarian, ovo-vegetarian, a fruitarian. That's kind of one of my favorites. A fruitarian is, of course, a person who only eats
fruit loops.
Yeah, or Fruit Loops, I guess. And then the raw or living food diet. I don't think there's really a name for that raw person.
Well, we'll come up with one.
Is there a name for somebody who only eats French fries?
That is a French fry-ian.
And we are talking about vegans and vegetarians on this edition of Central Standard Friday. I do want to say that in my more callow youth, referred to vegetarians and vegans when I was a waiter as, one of them at table. Yeah, one of them at table nine.
Here's a question that I have for people who call us, because I'm assuming that we're going to have a lot of vegetarians and vegans and so forth call us and tell us about good places, which is great. But I want to know if they come to your house, if they go out for dinner, do they make their preferences known, and do they expect to have prepared for them a separate meal or something to accommodate their personal life choices?
We are already starting to get quite a bit of tweets. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners says Edenali in the Plaza mm-hmm. and Cafe Gratitude I know Cafe Gratitude has this because I had one, great non-dairy milkshakes. Mm. And they are delicious.
Mm-hmm. And Edenali is at 707 West 47th, and Cafe Gratitude is at 333 Southwest Boulevard.
Thank you very mm-hmm. much. Food, John writes on Twitter, is easily the best vegetarian vegan restaurant in Kansas City. You know, we tend to take our vegetarian restaurants in Kansas City, I think, for granted, because when I moved here in 1984, there was one, Zoe's in the Crossroads, long before the Crossroads.
Oh.
You know, she had a hard time getting people there. Mm-hmm. Kelly adds about food, I had the best shake from there, and it was the only one that didn't give me a stomach ache afterwards. I think damned with faint praise, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. Do you have a favorite vegan or vegetarian restaurant?
I was reluctant at first to go to food because I didn't believe that you could do ice cream out of cashews or whatever it is, and I was blown away. I thought they were kidding. Yeah. And Cafe Gratitude, same thing.
Yeah, and I do like the jackfruit.
Yeah.
You can have nachos or tacos, burrito, and it's really tasty.
There is something about, and I know people will call in on this, that they don't cook hot. I think that the temperature has to be below a certain degree because otherwise you kill enzymes in the food.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 110 or something. So the nachos weren't really hot. They were warm.
116.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
You know, you don't have to, you know, you can practice your beliefs, your food beliefs, whether you're a vegetarian or a vegan, not exclusively in the three vegan-friendly restaurants. I mean, you can go to other places. Joseph writes us in an email, I'm an Overland Park vegan of 5 years. The Shahrazad is a lovely little Mediterranean grocery store around 123rd and Metcalf. They have a small restaurant area with very reasonably priced food. The falafel sandwiches are covered in pickles and pickled beets. I have had a falafel sandwich. They're really
good.
Quite good. Where do you like to go, Mary?
I like food and Cafe Gratitude. I usually go to restaurants that are more mainstream and have a vegetarian dish. I'm not as into the vegan. I do like cheese and dairy. So, you know, I might like to go to a place and get a great veggie burger. Voltaire has that roasted cauliflower dish, which is probably my favorite vegetarian dish of the moment. It's fabulous.
Have you had the cauliflower at, it's on 75th and Warnell?
Remedy.
Oh, Remedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The steak.
The cauliflower steak is great.
We should, as a caveat, say that the young chef who created that dish is no longer there. So I don't know if they're still serving the cauliflower steak. I'm assuming
I think
do.
They are. I was there about 3 weeks ago.
Very good.
Is Ethiopian vegetarian a lot of it?
Can be.
But not only.
Right.
But yes, there's quite an array of choices if you're a vegetarian.
Well, and any
ethnic
food.
Definitely.
The harvest vegetables at Princess Garden are fabulous.
Yeah.
Any place you go, you can get vegetable dishes.
Right.
Kat writes in an email, my new favorite restaurant is Succotash. She says it's at 15th and Holmes, but it's not. It's at 27th and Holmes.
2601.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 2601 Holmes, Succotash. They have everything from fresh-made fruit and vegetable juices to vegan breakfast scrambles. They also have vegan pancakes. I've tasted them. As well as vegetarian and omnivore offerings. I've always had wonderful service and excellent food. I think Beth Barden is one of the great restaurateurs of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a vegetarian anymore, but I've always enjoyed her vegetarian food.
She does a good job. Mm-hmm. Bluebird Bistro, you know, started out as pure vegetarian, no longer is, but is very, very vegetarian friendly, I think, and lots of their dishes are really good.
And I think they always have at least a couple of things that are vegan friendly.
Yes, they do.
And what is the address?
It is 1700 Summit.
1700 Summit. 17th and Summit is sort of like a vegetarian heaven now.
Yeah, it is. Because also Shael has a number of vegetarian dishes as well.
Do they have gluten-free crepes at Shael?
I want to say yes, because I think I read that. It just says vegan-friendly. It says has options for vegans.
Hmm.
So.
And you can go to Frivere and get bread.
And
Vegetarian,
yes,
but not gluten, obviously.
One
not
of our listeners actually is on the same wavelength as you, Mary. Favre on the West Side does amazing cheese slippers on Saturday night. Does that mean what you could wear them as well?
I don't know. After a few hours, though.
Boy, they have a stuffed squash blossom that is amazing. Only on Saturday nights until they sell out. They are in partnership with Little Freshy, which is that sweet snow cone and soda place around the corner. And, you know, I think
that sounds great.
If you're looking for meatless options in Kansas City, I think 17th and Summit is the place for you.
It's a pretty good place. You know, Cafe Trio has just revamped some menus, and they now have a vegetarian, a list for vegetarian and for vegan.
That's good.
So.
And the Rieger, as meat-centric as they are, they have some fabulous vegetarian dishes. Right now they have a vegetable pasta that's outstanding.
Mm. And do you have an address for the Rieger?
The Rieger is
1924
Main.
Okay, very good. We are taking your phone calls. We're inundated by tweets at KCURCST. We're getting a lot of emails, too, at kcur.org. You know, I didn't realize there were so many vegetarians.
What are they saying?
They're saying, that, well, they all have their favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know where your favorite place is at 816-235-2888. Where, you know, and I'd be interested in knowing where a vegan or a vegetarian, what steakhouse they can actually get halfway decent, you know, and not all carbohydrates, a decent vegan or vegetarian meal. I'm sure there are places that will accommodate them.
You know, Capital Grill, I was there on Monday, and they have, I mean, not just the salads that they offer, but, you know, I could make a whole meal out of their peppers and...
The calamari.
Oh, yeah. That pesky thing. Okay. Yeah. But nonetheless, they have a number of things, and I think they had a veggie burger there.
Well, probably the Bristol. It's not a steakhouse, but I mean,
no,
the
yeah.
Bristol would, or any fish house would probably, yeah. if they eat fish. No?
Well,
vegetarians don't.
That's true. I know some vegetarians that eat fish, though.
They're not vegetarians. You have to rename them to be pescatarians.
Okay. And a lot of them eat eggs, and then
When I hear the word pescatarian, I think that they only eat fish. That's all they eat.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
It means they're a pseudo-vegetarian.
That's right. Yeah. Well, those ethnic restaurants will do it then.
Yeah.
Right. I do think
You know, Blanc or Burger Stand, they all have great veggie burgers now.
Yeah, that's
true. The curried lentil at Blanc and the black bean burger at the Burger Stand in Lawrence is fabulous.
Now, can I tell you why I do not like the lentil burger at Blanc? And I love their food. It doesn't taste like a hamburger.
Oh.
That curry kind of throws it off.
Yeah.
We are getting a lot of calls here now. Jordan in Overland Park.
Hi.
Hi, Jordan. Where do you like to go?
Well, I come from a vegan household. Both my parents are vegan, but one of my brothers eats meat, and we love Blue Koi, which I know has a location downtown, and there's also one right on, like, around 103rd Mission.
Right.
And they have just fabulous tofu dishes, and also really their pot roast is really good. Oh. It has kind of this down-home Americana feel.
No,
so
wait.
Potatoes kind of
yeah. We're veering off topic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But you are right about the pot roast.
Yeah, the pot roast is good, but I'm assuming that means that you are not a vegan.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Blue Koi is very vegetarian friendly. You know, mm-hmm. they've got lots and lots of options, and they also have things without eggs, without wheat. I mean, mm-hmm. they've done a good job on that.
And one of them is at West 39th, nice. And the other's in Mission Farms at 105th
right.
and Mission.
Yeah.
And we will try to get those addresses for you.
Let's go. I've got Blue Koi.
And Jordan, thank you so much. That was really a great. Let's go to Shelley in Leawood. Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Well, I am a vegetarian, and I'm so glad you're having the show. I've been waiting for the show for, like, years. It's so cool.
Well, you know, we're doing this show, Shelley. I just want you to know, we're doing this show just for you.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I've been a vegetarian, and I'll define that as being no meat or fish or eggs. So, yes on dairy, yes on cheese, but just no on, like Chris was saying, for living animals, whether it's underwater or above the water, since about 1992. And I've been here in Kansas City for about 8 years now. My husband is not a vegetarian, and our daughter is a vegetarian. So we're kind of a mixed family. And I kind of take the route of going to places that are more mainstream, that have vegetarian options. So I really don't selectively. We go out maybe twice a week. So we go out, you know, relatively frequently, I think, mm-hmm. about twice a week or so. And it's been comforting to find here in Kansas City that most of the restaurants do have accommodations for me. But I know Chris was asking earlier what our expectations are, you know, when we go to a restaurant, especially for us where we kind of have two different preferences when it comes to food. And I will say that it's nice when they have great. The best thing is when they have it on their menu, when they have actual vegetarian options where they've thought about their clientele, about really accommodating both. What does bother me, though, is that, you know, when you go to a restaurant, oftentimes they'll just ask me, well, you know, we can make anything for you. What would, you know, what do you want us to make you? And if it's like, I don't know, a Greek restaurant or a Middle Eastern, well, Middle Eastern usually has, they do have vegetarian options, but if it's a place I'm not familiar with, I have no idea, you know, what's a good vegetarian option. And I don't know what spices are good with what items. And so what comes out is usually a pretty basic meal that I could have just made myself.
Very good point. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Shelley. That reminds me that my goddaughter is a vegetarian, and she's really hard to go out to eat with because she's a vegetarian who doesn't eat vegetables.
No. No, just pasta.
Back to the French fries, right?
Yeah.
She loves baked potatoes. Let's go to Eleanor. Eleanor in Stillwell.
Hi.
Hi, Eleanor.
I wanted to answer the question the panel had about how vegans and vegetarians are about being guests, or do they expect to have separate meals? In my case, I'm what Peter Singer calls a flexible vegan. When I'm a guest, I just avoid eating a meat entree. But, okay. You know, even though I prefer not to have dairy or honey, you know, I go ahead and accept that from my host.
That's great. So you're a flexitarian. A flexitarian vegan.
Flexitarian, yes.
Well, let's say you're invited to a home and there's a meat entree and there's green beans cooked with ham.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing.
I would skip the green beans with the ham, just because I really prefer to not, you know, consume flesh.
So yeah. Do you tell your host ahead of time that you're a vegetarian?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Good thinking. Hey, thank you, Eleanor. Let's go to Jay. Jay in Leawood.
Hello.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Charles, I hate to do this, but I have to chastise you a little bit. As a vegan, your cavalier attitude toward vegan customers bothers me somewhat.
I was kidding.
Oh, good. No. I thought maybe that's legit.
That's why I preface this by saying vegan. When I was a callow young waiter.
Ah.
But no, I love my vegetarian vegan customers.
Some of us are vegan not by choice, but by necessity.
Uh-huh.
And even like the last example you gave of the green beans with a little bit of ham mixed in, you know, from a technical standpoint, it violates veganism. If you have an allergy to meat, that could be enough to trigger off an episode.
Sure.
Well, so, that's why you need to ask those things in advance.
You do, and plan. But I do have two odd vegan places to throw out that actually do a great job of accommodating people like me. One is actually Jack Stack, which provides very carefully. They have a separate area in their kitchen where they'll prepare things like roasted vegetables. And the other is the new dinner theater restaurant, which will go to great lengths to accommodate you and bring a vegan meal out to you so you don't have to go to the buffet line.
Yeah, you have to order that in advance, though, right?
Just the day of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very accommodating, you know, and I do think it's all about respecting your customers and their preferences and needs.
Yeah, I was not so good at that in my youth.
Mm. But I'm pretty shocked by that, of course.
I know. You'll find that shocking. Well, thank you, Jay. And we do have time for a couple more calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Kyle writes on Twitter, Mud Pie Bakery, which is on 39th Street. Do we have an address for that?
It is 1615 West 39th. Because it's on my list.
Mud Pie Bakery has great coffee and vegan snacks. Actually, those are. I've been kind of down on vegan desserts for a while because they're so flavorless often.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mud Pie Bakery has really, really wonderful pastries and things. I've never had anything there that I really didn't like. I think on certain days they also have gluten-free and
soy free,
yeah.
So. It says options gluten free, soy free, diabetic friendly, and raw food options available.
Mm. That's right, and it's a fun, sweet little place, and that's the Mud Pie Bakery at
1615 West 39th.
And let's go to Jen in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes, hello.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I think this is perfect timing because as I was listening to the program, I was also calling in to mention that you guys had not talked about baked goods and wanted to mention mud pie. So that was perfect timing.
Well, tell me, can I ask you, Jen, what do you like to get there? Because they've got a pretty wide array of things.
They do, and they are entirely vegan. They also offer some gluten-free. but entirely vegan in their coffee shop aspect as well. So they don't even have a gallon of regular milk. They only use cashew, hemp milk, soy milk, almond milk. That's all you can get, really, coconut milk. So I prefer to get a latte when I'm there using almond milk, and always very tasty. If I'm choosing tea instead of coffee, I will choose the green tea almond latte, which is made with freshly brewed green tea, almond milk, and a touch of almond syrup, completely vegan and gluten-free. And then, of course, their cupcakes are hands down better than any baked good I've had.
That's great. And that again, yes, is the Mud Pie Bakery at
1615 West 39th.
So thank you for that shout out. It's a great little place. Joseph writes in Twitter, Sullivan's makes me, I guess he, I don't know if it's on the menu, makes me a nice portobello steak, portobello mushroom steak, covered in spinach. I guess.
Oh, that sounds good.
I guess that's something that may not be on the menu.
I don't know.
It sounds like. Let's go to Georgia. Georgia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm glad. I hope everybody's doing okay, and I agree with the caller a couple times before. I'm so glad you're talking about vegetarian and vegan. It's really spreading in Kansas City, and I'm so glad. For me as a vegan, the whole thing is treating animals in the right way. If it's produced in a way that's fair to the animals, then I don't have a problem with it. But that's why I'm vegan, with respect to the animals. My question is, have you mentioned Cafe Gratitude? It's just the best, and you feel really good about eating there.
Well, yep. It makes you feel good about yourself.
It does.
You know, whether you eat there or not. Cafe Gratitude, do we have an address for Cafe Gratitude?
We do. It's 333 Southwest Boulevard.
And thank you. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Chris Basica, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. And remind you, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we talked about today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday, and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with the DVD Gurus. Our show today was produced by Matthew Long Middleton, who is a vegetarian, by the way, with help from Ross Steinmetz. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.